Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy, it's graduation season.
Yep.
Have you been to any parties lately?
Oh, yeah.
I bet.
Yeah. I'm a party animal.
Are you? I've been to some parties, too. It's kind of like, I don't know what, if it's just a thing, life happens in the spring, summer, you know, in the Northwest, but it appears as though, like, this is when people have babies.
Yep.
Get married, graduate,
yep.
Have anniversaries because they did get married this time period. It just seems like lots of stuff like that
and
going
throw
on.
Throw parties.
Yeah. And, well, birthdays, too, because babies were born.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, I was at a party recently, graduation party, and I had this sensation. I have it often. You're probably going to laugh at me because I'm sure you don't experience this, but I felt stuck.
Yeah. I get you. I understand.
Yeah, you felt that way?
I understand what it means.
I know you're a party animal. My wife's in there talking, yakking it up, laughing, having a great time, and I'm hovering in a corner somewhere on the fringes of the room, looking at my phone, thinking, we are here now 10 minutes beyond what we agreed.
Wait. You do what we do. You and your wife have a conversation.
There's got to be, yeah.
And you say, okay, at this such and such time, we're out.
We're going to be here 20 minutes or whatever, yeah. Well, I couldn't handle it. I eventually went out to the car. I just said, hey, I'm going to get the car started. That does anything.
Yeah, we're past the days where you had to warm up your car, but still, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't like that sensation where because of someone else, I'm stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe a better analogy would be when you are at some thing, some gathering, and your car is actually stuck because they're stacked in. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's like, now you got to try to go find people and be the jerk to say, can you move your car so I can get out? But yeah, I don't like that feeling of being stuck. I recently was reading Seth Godin's blog, and he had a post called Understanding Stuck. And he started out with something that really caught my attention because I have felt this, complained about it, tweeted about it before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he says, is there a human being alive who is capable of getting to an airplane who doesn't know how to buckle a seatbelt? That's a great point.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yep.
If you got the money to buy a ticket and get on an airplane, is it even possible that you haven't before?
Right.
That you don't know how to buckle a seatbelt? And he's making the assumption that we have 100% seatbelt understanding among the flying population. So why do the flight attendants have to give that speech millions of times a year?
Yep.
And his point is, it's stuck. It's a policy that is stuck. And until someone stands up and fights against it, it will just stay that way. So there has to be some dissent. There has to be some passion, some argument to cause it to shift. He also used the analogy of Yahoo and how their page had links all over it, mm-hmm. cluttered page, but it couldn't change because they just couldn't get a unanimous agreement to change it.
Mm-hmm.
But then Google comes along and has basically a blank sheet.
Yeah.
Just fill in the blank and we'll get you there. So I just want to kind of, you know, not only paint a picture of other people making you stuck is frustrating, but stuck doesn't look good on you either.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe other people are frustrated because you have them stuck. I recently bought a car for my wife and went to a dealer, and I haven't done that in over 10 years. Haven't been in a dealership, haven't gone through the process. It was amazing to me how much has not changed in a decade.
Yeah.
And stuff that I remember feeling frustrated with before, feeling frustrated with again.
Hmm.
It took over 4 hours to buy that car. And that was a lot of thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept thinking to myself, don't you want this money quick?
Yeah, right.
Why is this taking so mm-hmm. long? Mm-hmm. Why did you just walk off and not tell me when you're going
to
be back? Like, there's so much mystery and just weird procedure and stuff that I thought, I don't know that this helps you. I don't know. Maybe it does, but it just really frustrated me. I felt stuck.
And it hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't changed. In fact, I went two times recently, went to go look once and then went to go buy. And on both occasions, we gave a lot of time to be there and both times didn't make it home in time for our daughter getting out of school. She gets home at 4:10 p.m. And we spent the entire day sitting there, you know, just thinking this will be faster.
Yeah.
So I was frustrated with being stuck. Well, Jeremiah 13:15 in the Message Bible says, listen up, don't stay stuck in your ways. So real quickly, a few things that we can do to get unstuck, get a fresh perspective. Sometimes it's asking someone who isn't normally around, or someone who has fresh eyes looking at a situation, looking at you, looking at your leadership that isn't part of your company, isn't part of the church, whatever, that, that has a fresh perspective. Give yourself an honest evaluation.
That can be tough.
That's difficult, yeah. Try new things. Just be willing to try new things, to experiment, and think outside the box.
Yeah.
I think being willing to be creative and think outside the norm. Stuck doesn't look good on you.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.